When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in this video, I'm going to answer a question that someone sent me on Snapchat. And the question is, Stefan, I've learned a lot about personal development and creating multiple incomes, but how do I break past the mental barrier of taking that first big move and really mastering my life? All right, so understand that if right now you're struggling to take action in your life, then it's because you're caught up in what I call the dabbler mentality. And I've spoken about this time and time again on my channel. I speak about it in all my courses and products because I've identified the dabbler mentality to be the number one reason why a lot of people struggle and why they fail, why they come up short time and time again with a lot of the goals, the results that they're after. I'm into encouraging people to commit to the process of mastery. Mastery is the foundation to everything that I teach, because the truth is there's nothing that I can teach you, give you, share with you, any strategy or technique from myself or anyone else for that matter, none of it will work unless you commit to mastery. If you're still dabbling in your life, nothing will work. That's why it's the foundation to everything. That's why a lot of courses and products and trainings come up short, because they're not covering the mindset, the mentality going in. That's why some people succeed with the same information, the same strategy, and other people struggle with it. It all comes down to your mindset. Now, there's three levels of mastery. I'll give you a quick rundown. Level one is knowing, level two is doing, and then level three is living, okay? Knowing, doing, and living. Level one of knowing is important. You've got to gather information. Knowledge is great. You want to learn. However, this is also where a lot of people get stuck, because they just get caught up in consuming all this information, all this knowledge, but the problem is they're not doing anything with it. They're not implementing that. They're not taking any action whatsoever. They get caught up in analysis paralysis and information overload. Now, if you're not putting what you're learning into action, then the knowledge doesn't have that much value to you. Knowledge is not power. It's not power. It's only potential power. The real power is the ability to execute, because you can know what to do but not do what you know. All right? That's why, you know, the online world we live in today, there's so much information. Information is so easily accessible that in some cases it's a disservice for a lot of people, because they get addicted to the process of just gathering more and more information. And then, you know, they end up getting lost and confused and information overload, and they just get the feel-good dopamine that you get from every time you learn some new things, you gather more information. But again, it's actually conditioning a very passive state. And success and taking action is a very active state. So if you're always in a passive state, then you're just going to remain in that comfort zone of gathering information but not doing anything with it. So you got to make sure that you move to level two, which is doing. You're going to take action with what you're learning. Understand this. A lot of people teach you about knowledge. Knowledge is great, but knowledge will never lead you to wisdom. It will never lead you to wisdom, because the only thing that will make you wise is experience. And experience comes from you taking massive action, okay? And you could do something once in a while, which is level two. That doesn't mean that you're a master. You become a master when you're living it, where you're doing consistently. You're actually living based on the results from the actions, and it's a part of who you are. Okay, so that's level three. Now, the reason why you're not moving from level one to level two, from knowing, right? And you said that you got, you know, personal development, multiple income streams, but you're not doing it, is because right now your reasons to not do it are more powerful and bigger than your reasons to do it and take action. Okay? So if right now, for example, you have a current comfort zone, okay? And the comfort zone that you're in, you have, you know, a certain amount of knowledge and information, but right now your life is comfortable. You're content. Maybe you've got, you know, a decent paying job, and maybe the friends and the people in your life, they're at a similar level as you, and so you don't feel any urgency or pressure. You feel pretty good about yourself. Things are maybe not bad. They're not great. They're not bad, but they're just kind of mediocre and okay. All right? So it's not until, you know, these are the reasons that you have of where you are right now, and this right here is the reasons that you have to take action and move to level two of mastery and pursue an online business or achieve whatever goals or results that you're after. So this is outweighing this. It's not until you gather more reasons and you really identify your why, your purpose, why this is important to you, and this overpowers your current state of being, that's when everything will change for you. Okay, so let me give you an example. Let's say right now, to stack this deck even higher, you got to ask yourself the question, why is this important? Why is it a must for me to take action? Why is it important for me to master this area of my life and change it all? You might say to yourself, well, one reason that I have is that, you know, I don't come to my end of my life feeling a sense of regret. And while it's okay where I'm at right now, I just know that as the years go by, as I get into my 30s and 40s and 50s, that if things haven't changed, if I continue to live in the life that I live now, then I'm going to have a great sense of pain. I'm going to miss out on the dreams that I had and the goals that I had and the aspirations of my life. And for me, that's just so painful to think about that long term. Okay, so regret, that's maybe one level, you're one level up now, okay? You could also think, well, man, if I don't master this and really go for it and take action, then I'm never going to be able to experience the true sense of freedom that I want in my life. I'm not going to be able to achieve financial freedom and abundance and be able to travel the world and experience it fully. I'm going to be stuck and trapped in my current, you know, city or town that I live in right now. I'm going to miss out on all the things that are happening right now in the world. I'm going to see other people living the life that I really want to live. And every time that I see that, I'm going to feel a part of myself, feel bad about myself, because I know that deep down inside, there's a potential that is within myself that's possible, but I'm going to feel bad if I don't do that. Okay. Maybe that's another level. Maybe it's so that, man, if I don't do this, then I'm never really going to be happy in my life and fulfilled to the max. I'm not going to be able to really celebrate my life fully. Another level. Hey, you know what? Maybe if I don't do this, then, you know, or maybe if I do this, because there's pain and pleasure, maybe the pleasure that I get from this is that it's going to give me a sense of confidence in my life, a sense of pride, just knowing that, man, I can do anything if I set my mind to it. There's another level. Maybe it's so, you know what, I want to achieve success and be financially abundant so I can take care of my family. I can provide for my mom and my dad, and I can take them traveling around the world and provide experiences for them that they never got to experience, and I'll be the person responsible for that to be able to make that impact in their life. That's another level. Yet, you know, maybe for me, the motivation and a reason for me is so that I can attract someone who is an amazing quality person in my life, a man or a woman that is intelligent and in healthy and great shape and spiritual and all these amazing qualities, an attractive person. And I know that the more that I achieve and the more that I step up on my life and on my purpose, I'm going to be able to attract a higher quality person. Boom. That's another reason. Maybe another reason is so that, man, I can build houses and schools and make an impact greater than myself so that I can feel like I made a difference in this world and I left the world off better off from me having been here. I didn't just take from this world. I actually gave something. Boom. So as you can see, you know, at first your comfort was here and your reasons to take action were here, and then we just stacked it. And then eventually it overpowers it. You got so many reasons and you're so excited and you're like, man, I've got to take action right now because there's so much pain if I don't, and there's so much pleasure if I do. All right. So that comes down to having that why, that purpose for why you need to take action. When you've got that, you're going to feel pulled towards it. You're not going to have to push, as a lot of people do. The willpower, the discipline, you need a bit of that. Don't get me wrong, you need that. But ultimately, what's going to be sustainable for you is pull, when you have so many compelling reasons that you get pulled to that next level. Okay? It's not until you get to that point, everything will change for you. So committing to mastery, that's how you get to the next level. It's a get, you got to get to level two. Ultimately, you got to get to level three, okay, where it's just part of who you are. And this process, I actually have a video that is like a 70 or 80 minute long video. It goes really, really deep into the mastery mentality, the difference from the dabbler and the master. And you'll identify in this video, because I go through all the qualities, I list them, of the dabbler that you've got to eliminate from your life if you want to be successful. And then all the qualities of the master, which oftentimes are the opposite, and to commit fully to that. And it's a video that I recommend watching again and again and again, because masters understand the importance of repetition. Dabblers think that one time is just enough. They think that if I just read the book once, if I just do the action once, that's enough. Masters understand once is not enough. You got to do it again and again and again. That's how you become great at anything. And you got to consume it, hear it again and again to really internalize it deep within yourself. So this is a video that I have actually as a bonus for my Life Mastery Accelerator program. And you can check it out at lifemasteryaccelerator.com. There'll be a link below. But this is my monthly mentoring program for those that are committed to mastery. It's a very inexpensive program. But I've got some awesome bonuses that go deeper into that. But I'd also say that you need accountability. You need a coach, a mentor, someone that can kick your ass, someone that can push you. Because right now you're just accountable to yourself. But you need to be accountable to others. When you're accountable to someone else, you're not going to let them down. You'll easily let yourself down, but for someone else, you're not going to let them down. And if you've got an ecosystem, like we've got an awesome Facebook group for that too, where you can post your goals and have an accountability thread in the group and have other people hold you accountable, that's what's going to push you even further. Okay, so Life Mastery Accelerator is a program that I created that I think will really serve you or anyone out there that's struggling with this. And those that want to eradicate the dabbler and commit to mastery. So link will be below for that at lifemasteryaccelerator.com. But that's it for this video. I look forward to seeing you again in the next one. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.